It's that time again. Bruce Adolph is here with our piano puzzler this week. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a caller on the line from Los Angeles, California. Jonathan Yeager is with us. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. Jonathan, you have a musical degree, college degree. Tell me about that.
Yes, so I have a degree in Jewish music from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
And you grew up playing clarinet. Was there a connection there for you?
No, grew up playing clarinet, was always very interested in music, and had this opportunity to kind of do a deep dive in college.
So music has been central for you in multiple ways over the course of your life.
Yes, and I still play today. I play percussion and sing with the local community orchestra in Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. Well, feel free to sing along with the piano puzzler as Bruce is playing. Bruce, of course, takes a familiar tune, rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. Jonathan, we'll see if you can name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Jonathan, you all set?
Ready.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, a dramatic piano puzzler this week. Jonathan, what'd you hear in there?
Very dramatic. I'm just going to throw out a composer guess. Could it be Chopin?
Well, it's not Chopin. I can understand why you're saying that. It's that they actually were alive at the same time and crossed paths.
Boy, Jonathan, you and I are both... We're both thinking,
Well, maybe if I were to play it like this, but I have, in the minds of a lot of 19th century German musicians, that would be a signal of a certain type. And it's used quite a lot by this particular composer because this composer was conflicted between some aspects of his cultural identity.
Is it Mendelssohn?
Yes! Mendelssohn, you got it.
Felix Mendelssohn, who, and Jonathan, you clearly know this from the clue that Bruce gave, but Mendelssohn, born into a Jewish family, his father baptized Felix Mendelssohn and his sister as Lutherans, and Felix Mendelssohn kind of lived with that conflict throughout his life. We still haven't figured out the tune,
correct?
Though.
No, I was very close, but can't quite put my finger on it.
Okay, well,
can we maybe hear it again?
Yes, and I'll give you a little clue that the tune is originally in a major key, but here it's in a minor key.
Thank you.
I liked it even better the second time.
Yeah, it sounds great. I'm just stumped on the tune.
If it's what I'm thinking of, maybe this is a reach, but I'm connecting it to Felix Mendelssohn and what we were just talking about
absolutely.
With his internal conflict. You say I'm Christian, and you say I'm Jewish.
Yeah, right.
You say I'm reddish,
and
you
say I'm Jewish. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, there we go.
In a minor key.
Tomato.
But with the same notes in a major key. Let's call the whole thing off. And then it goes, you say. Etc.
And Bruce, what you were just doing with those flighty runs in the right hand, he wrote these amazing scherzos that are so identifiable that all have that kind of gossamer flying quality.
Absolutely.
That you put in the puzzle.
We know from a letter that he got the idea of how to do that from an insect. Maybe it was even a fly buzzing by his ear, and he sort of notated something down and it gave him some ideas about that kind of exactly what you described, and which makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. And how did you put it in the puzzler? Could you play that flitting, flying, buzzing fly?
Well, the tune is there. There it is.
Man, I'm all fired up about Felix Mendelssohn now. I want to go hear some of his music.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And Jonathan, really well done. You got the tune, you got the composer, you got the whole piano puzzler and wrapped it up in a bow.
Thanks. Fun to play.
And fun to have you. Jonathan Yeager from Los Angeles, California, this week's player of the piano puzzler. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.